Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back, 10:33 winners, Saturday morning, Magic Millions Day, all thanks to Kilmore Toyota. New Hilux stock is available now, so go and get one at Kilmore Toyota and, of course, Picklebet. Get an extra place in every race with Picklebet's top four betting. Let's have a chat to one of the great men who jumps on every morning. His name is Heath Pope. Hello to you, Heath.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Oh, sorry, Miles.
Oh, I knew it was Gareth. Yeah. Popey.
Put the mother on
Popey,
you, mate.
Popey, bang. I love it. I love it. Hey, mate, I was waiting for someone today just because they're so used to jumping on with the G-Man on Saturday morning, but I don't take offence to it, mate, at all. Hey, what are you liking today? You feeling good today? I found it a pretty tough card there.
Yeah, it is, but there's still some value around, so let's get the money early with race one, number one, Montaigne. Whatever way you look at it, this bloke is simply a winner, having won 9 from 23. Relished the drop in grade when returned to the winner's circle last start. Gumming down the inform Midnight Mass, carrying the same weight as he has here. That was Margaret Collette's first ride aboard, and she retains the mount while takes the 3 kilo allowance. 4 starts prior to that were against Black Type Company. Included in those was a terrific 1.5 length fourth. It's track and distance in the Murray Bridge Cup. Small field at his home track also ticks a lot of boxes. Really surprised he isn't favourite here. Rates $2.60.
Yeah, and against H. D'Amico, who was, I think that's a former Jolly Runner too, that so you don't know which one's going to turn up a little bit, but Montaigne loves it out in front sometimes as well. So like it. Where are we going next?
Mate, let's go to race 4. Number 2 was Starker. Most interesting Aaron Purcell visitor that comes into this off a most creditable 2.2 length fifth when stepped up to this trip for the first time this campaign. In fact, that last start run was actually asked to step up rapidly from 2,000 metres to the 2,500, yet was still strong through the line. Should find this infinitely easier whilst gives every impression, should relish the spacious Murray Bridge track. Have massive doubts about a couple of his main rivals, especially the favourite Yuri Royale over this trip. Bred to stay all day whilst gains the services of Holder, has done nothing but firm since markets went out. However, is still value at $3 or better.
Beautiful. Have you got anything else for us at Murray Bridge?
Yeah, mate, absolutely. In the last race 9, number 10, Myrtle Creek, best each way value bet of the day. Must be said, this mare has grown a leg since joining this informed stable. Forgetting her second up disappointment, all of her 3 other starts this prep read terrific for this. 2 most recent runner-up efforts stuck up big time, which he's really savaged the line late on each occasion. In fact, those above 2 mentioned runs have since produced a massive 5 subsequent winners. Gets in here with just 54.5 kilos. Whilst if ever there was a horse screaming out for the mile, stepping out of Murray Bridge, this is your horse. Wide draw, no concerns. You'll get back anyway out of trouble. Must be said, I'm really surprised we are getting such big overs. I have a rated favourite and juicy overs at $4.
Beautiful. Good to chat to you, Lincoln Moore, for Murray Bridge. On your Popey. Heath Pope, thanks, mate. We'll chat again next week, buddy. I'm only joking.
Thanks, mate.
Heath Pope there for a look at Murray Bridge. He's an absolute ripper.